Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Sounded super good to hear all that rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. All the talk going on, and sounds like you're happy to be here. Big welcome to our guests today and to some international visitors. Mike and Margaret just flew in from UK. Welcome back. Good to see you. Good to have you with us again. Wonderful. I can get my electronic Bible to work. I'd like to read to you from Psalm 62 this morning. I stand silently to listen for the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for the Lord to rescue me, for God alone has become my Savior. He alone is my safe place. His wraparound presence always protects me, for He is my champion defender. There's no risk of failure with God. So why would I let worry paralyze me, even when troubles multiply around me? But look at those who want me dead, shouting their vicious threats at me. The moment they discover my weakness, they all begin plotting to take me down. Liars and hypocrites with nothing good to say. All of their energies are spent on moving me from this exalted place. I'm standing in absolute stillness, silence, before the one I love, waiting as long as it takes for him to rescue me. Only God is my Savior, and he will not fail me. I chose that as our call to worship this morning because sometimes we get the idea that we're alone and things, you know, but God is always with us. He's always our protector. He's a safe place to go. Did you know that? He's always a safe place to go. Let's pray together as we begin. God, thank you this morning for this beautiful day, this opportunity to gather together. And Lord, as we do gather, we pray that the worship that comes from our hearts that connect with you today will be pleasing to you. Lord, that the words that are said, the songs that are sung, the words that are of encouragement that are given this morning, for all those who speak and for all those who listen, Lord, may this be all done with a sense of orchestra playing to the one, the only one, who is worthy of it all. And so, God, hear our prayer today, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Young Cynthia has chosen a song that we're going to sing this morning. 10,000 Reasons. In fact, it's such a wonderful song, we might even sing it twice. And this would be my encouragement to us all this morning. You're allowed to not be conservative Southlanders here this morning. You're allowed to actually give expression of praise for the thousands of reasons that we have to praise Him. Let us stand and do that, shall we?
Let's go.
Reminded as we're singing that sometimes we've got to tell our soul to worship. Sometimes we don't feel like that, but it's an act of our will. We've got to tell our soul what to do, tell our flesh life what to do, which would be a good thing. A couple of notices. Next Sunday at Waikaka, we have our Catholic friends and Anglican friends will be joining us on this day. Special guest is preacher Martin Campbell is going to be joining with us, so it's going to be a fun day, a great day, and also we're going to have a shared lunch, so we encourage you to come prepared for that with something. I think that's the key to that one. So that's next Sunday morning. This one didn't quite get into the notices, I don't think, but this is from Merle and on behalf of others as well. A very big thank you to all those who helped with the welcome packages last week. Thanks for providing the food, for helping fill the boxes, for preparing the hall, which you could hang meat in, I think, last week. It was pretty cool. For supplying the boxes and for delivering them all to our newcomers. If our experience is anything to go by, they were very well received. It certainly makes it all worthwhile. Once again, many thanks, Merle Miller. So in a few moments, we'll just have a little report. I think it'd be wonderful to hear the responses to blessing people with those boxes of food. Jim has one announcement, I believe. Thanks, Jim.
This week, the presbytery and the synod have called us to prayer, and because they've been talking about it for about a year, I think, of joining this Otago Southland Synod and the Southern Presbytery all together, because they see there's lots of double ups. You have two chair people and two treasurers and all that sort of thing. So, and a lot of, they cover the same area now, and a lot of the things they do work in with each other. But they do have slightly different purposes still, and so it's not just a clear-cut thing. So they're calling on all the churches to pray for them this week, because next week they have their annual presbytery meeting, and it'll be in Dunedin, and they'll be discussing, you know, what they should do going forward. So encourage us all to pray about that, that God's will would be clear going forward.
Thank you, Jim. And
is
also,
someone going up from here?
We have a delegate, Lynn, yes. But I think she might be in
the will not be available for that.
So we've got to sort, we've just found that out, so we've got to sort that one out.
Yes. Yeah. Good question. Also, of course, next Saturday night we have Wydale Trust 50 years celebration, so a big crowd of people are going to be part of that. I think about 150 or so. So that should be a great night. Any other notices? Going once? Right, cool. Let's take opportunity now to give our offerings to the Lord. So, we thank you for the privilege we have of coming before you in worship. And Lord, this giving of our money is an expression of that. So we want to worship you, Lord, with this gift of money today. And we thank you for that privilege in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Any birthdays to celebrate today? Any anniversaries to celebrate today? No takers.
Mine had a birthday.
When was the last Sunday and I wasn't here?
That doesn't count.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job.
We'll sing, shall we? Celebrating with you. It's time as the family to share some things together about what God's up to, good things that he's doing, things you need praying for, hearing about Mum's 100th birthday celebration. You've got to tell us. How did it go, Mike?
Oh, it went off very well.
Yeah.
On the day, she's now in a home, and they made a lounge available for the day for the family to come in.
Right.
Started at 10 o'clock, and about 11 o'clock she opened a card from the Queen. And then we left her at lunchtime, and there was a fella came in and sang for an hour. The final song he sang was Left the Night. And then he asked her if she'd like to choose one before he finished, and she said, I'd like that one again. Just once, and then we had a bit further fellowship back in the lounge, and during the afternoon, great grandchildren came in as they finished school, and And she did get up, and she sat down, but she sang the Welsh National Anthem. And we all joined in with that, and then, I couldn't help myself. I led with Guy Meir, the great Redeemer, and we all sang that too. But also, my brother-in-law, Graham's wife, partner, sang two songs. One of them was Nightingale, sang in Berkeley Square. And my mother sang in duet with them. She was amazing on her day.
Wow.
It finally finished up at 6 o'clock. And everybody thought next day would be no good, but she was up for breakfast the last day. So, you know, it was a very special time.
Wonderful.
And, she has the hoyle with her.
The hoyle? Mm-hmm. Yes. For those that are not too familiar with what that word means in Welsh,
Holy Spirit.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you for that. How about those who were able to give boxes to newcomers to the community, and how was that received? Any reports on that?
I've got text back here, I'll read. Hi Ross, thank you so much for the food package. We're very grateful for this, such a lovely area. We'd love to catch up someday soon. Thanks, Nathaniel and Michaela.
Wonderful. Good. Any others?
I visited a Filipino family, and it was just the mother, Elsie, at home, and she invited me in to have a cup of tea. I think she really was looking for company. They were so grateful and informed me that they were all sleeping in the sitting room, because that's where the choir was, because they've come from the North Island and they were quite cold. So I assured her that we were finding it cold as well. But she was ever so grateful. And the other couple, Suzanne and David Bruce at Camp Columba, our Women's Fellowship, decided to give them a package. And of course they've just moved into Camp Columba as managers, and they were thrilled. Suzanne, who I know, just gave me a big hug, and it has been a wee bit traumatic shifting down with two little children, like a 4 week, 5 week baby. But they said thank you very much.
Excellent.
That's right.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Well, I visited a couple from Royal Bush, Ricky and Lauren, and they're very appreciative of what they received.
I visited a couple down Jeremy Fires' farm, and Matt and his wife, and they had the day they shifted, their first baby was born.
Oh, oh wow.
And they were well settled.
It's a welcome gift for the move, yeah.
Wow. I think he did the shifting and she did the delivering.
Yes, good. Well, wonderful. In a few moments, look, during our intercessory time, it'd be good to pray that this connection would continue and be an ongoing relationship rather than just an introduction and a welcome. That'd be a good thing to do. Absolutely. Anything else to share among the family at the moment? Bring it out of you.
Your legs one.
Yeah.
They did? And and the New Zealand boat's running 4-1, so we may get that sorted out as well. So excellent. Yeah. We must celebrate our national religions. Sure. Cool.